Karibos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Samech, and we're here at the bottom of Nun Tes Amud Beis, not by the two dots, but a couple lines up. Tana Rabbanan. But basically, what we're going to do is we're going to quote a brisa, then we're going to quote each part of the brisa. That's why you have the two dots here. We have the two dots coming up in a few lines as well, and Samech Amud Aleph. So that's why a little bit of a strange breakup. But anyway, Tana Rabbanan, within the brisa again, we've been talking about. Hey, the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol, which type of women he's allowed to marry. We'll talk a little bit today about which women which people he's allowed to become Tameh for, really specifically his sister, whether, we'll see when we get there. But anyway, it says the Braisa now. If the Kohen Gadol himself raped or seduced a woman, now, if you're asking yourself, how in the world does this guy become Kohen Gadol? Well, unfortunately, throughout history, the Kohanim Gedolim were not necessarily the most righteous. There definitely were some tremendous tzaddikim or Kohanim Gedolim, but there was certainly a period of time where the Kohen Gadol would buy his way to the Kahuna Gedola, so it's not such a crazy thing. Well, obviously, the Gemara is talking in theoreticals just to bring out the halacha, but again, it's not totally impractical. Anyway, if Rahman al-Salam, the Kohen Gadol himself, either raped or seduced a woman, he cannot marry her. Again, as Rashi says over here, right, if we talked yesterday, he has to marry a basula. And when they get married, she needs to be a basula, right, regardless of the fact that she may have been a basula when the first time they had bia, but that bia was either a rape or a seduction, so then that doesn't count. That's no good. Right, anusas atzmo, mfudas atzmo, lo yisa, vim nasa. But if they do get married afterwards, then nasui, then they are in fact married, and we'll explain exactly what the deal is with that. Anus is chaver, mufut is chaver lo yisav. Same thing if someone else did the rape or seduction, so he's not allowed to marry them. Vim nasa, and if he did marry her, so then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer havlad chalal v'chachamim omer havlad kasher. As machlokes Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and chachamim, whether the child is considered to be a chalal, whether the child is a posel. The kahuna. So now we're going to just analyze the two different halachos there we just saw in the brisa. In nasa nasui, again, we said if he marries a woman that he himself raped or seduced, so then they are married. So what does that mean? What does that have to do with it? What's the halacha there? Amrav huna amrav motzi baget. That actually, he has to get rid of her. Meaning, what does it mean, nasa nasui? That in a chinami, that the marriage works. But he has to get rid of her, right? He has to divorce her, right? I vela katani v'nasa nasi. Okay, so when you tell me that in nasa nasui, what does that mean? That if they get married, they're married. So if you tell me that you can't stay married, right? The implication, right, that seems to imply that they should stay married. Now you tell me that if they get married, they can't stay married. So what's that? So Rav Nachman bar Yaakov, right? Lomar she'ein mishalim knas b'mufuta. That what it means is that he's not, if he marries her afterwards. Right, there's a din that if someone rapes or seduces a woman, he has to marry them if they're interested. It's not against the woman's will. But if he does marry her, so then he does not have to pay the fine. Right? But Mimanushach, right, the Kohen Gadol has to divorce her because he's not allowed to stay married to her. Okay. Now, again, so basically what the Braisa meant was that if they marry, then they're married, even though they're not allowed to stay married, but that satisfies, right, again, just to clarify, the Torah gives an option. Right? Either you pay the fine, right, or you get married to the woman if the woman is interested. So if the Kohen Gadol marries her, so then that counts as a marriage, you just have to pay the fine. So interestingly enough, Tosfos is a great kasha. He says, so let's say they get married, right, and then he divorces her. Well, he still is going to end up paying her a lot of money. Why? Because there's a ksuba. Right, he still has to pay her ksuba, right? He has to give her a get and divorce her and give her the ksuba. So regardless of whether you call this a fine, or regardless of whether you call this a ksuba, right, the Kohen is still paying, paying the amount of money. So what's the difference? Who cares that that's an afkamin? We say in nasa nasri that they're married. So you tell me, what it means is that he doesn't have to pay her. Well, he kind of does, because he's going to divorce her and give the ksuba. So Tosfos gives four answers to why it says that he doesn't have to say mefuta. Ironically enough, the answer I would have given right away is that, well, the amount of money you have to pay for a ksuba or a fine is different. Right? If I'm not mistaken, again, I'm not totally holding in all of Shas, but from my understanding is that the mefuta, Pazik says, chamishim kesef, that you have to pay 50 silver pieces. It doesn't mean 50 shek, like $15 nowadays. It means a serious amount of money. And a ksuba is either 200 for a basula and 100 for a ba'ula. So I don't know. I would have thought that that's not what Tosfos says. Tosfos gives a bunch of different answers. You can check it out. Top Tosfos. But okay, either way, weiter. So Azal Rav, Gavia mebei kasil. So Rav Gavia in Amra l'shmeitzi kamei de Ravashi. So Rav Gavia mebei kasil and said this in front of Ravashi. So Amra l'shmeitzi v'aitem v'arav Rav Yochanan v'amr tarvayhu bogeres mukazin. So you saw from the Asan Asui. One second, we have a similar phrase that they said. Rav and Rav Yochanan both said that a bogeres and a mukas eats according God already. So we did this yesterday. There's not allowed to marry according to Meir. But if him nasa nasa nasui, and he's married, then that's the same phrase. Right, and meaning now you're telling me that phrase means he doesn't have to pay the fine. Alma so for those bogeres tachtov, so for those mukazets tachtov, and the reason there is because eventually she'll be a bogeres and they'll be married, and eventually she'll be a mukazets, meaning eventually she won't be a basula, because they're going to get married and they're going to stay married and he's going to have a bia. So achanami so for those basula tachtov, we don't understand. And eventually, right again, when the Kohen Gadol rapes or seduces her, so again, tachlis if they get married afterwards, they would eventually, right, she would inevitably be a ba'ula. So what's, meaning, why can't he stay married there? So the Gemara says, Kasha, you're right, in a chanami, right, that seems to be, should be this parallel case, but in fact, the halacha seems to be different. So, okay, fine. So now the Brisa says, and this is chaver, and this is chaver, Lisa, if someone else seduced or raped that woman, Rahman al-Tlan, he's not allowed. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry that woman. Vin Nasa Machlokas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Chacham. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says Vlad Chalal, Chacham Amrim Vlad Kosher. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Now, if you remember, we had this a few bot ago. We said that we'll mention it right now. That usually, right, Halach Yochid Rabbim Halach Rabbim. But why is the halacha like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? So we have a phrase, right? We had before the Masechta, right? Rabbi Elazar, what's the phrase? Oh, we'll see him as Mishnah's it's right here. Mishnah's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavanaki. That whenever Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says something, he doesn't say so much. He says kav, right? He says only says a few things, but vinaki, but they're clean, they're pure, they're correct. That's why we're passing it like him. So igud amri, okay. So either way, another phrase is. Another way of phrasing this is, I'm Rav Huna Marav, my time with Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, right? Shavu like Rabbi Elazar. The reason Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says that the kid is a halal, is because Savar la Karavi Elazar. He holds like Rabbi Elazar, who says, right, that just a stama, a biasnus, is going to create this woman as into a zona, right? And therefore, again, that's going to be usher to a kohen. Right, midah raisa, and that's going to create the challah. Okay, and that's why, and that's when the Kohen Gadol then marries her. Right, she's a zona, so that's going to create challah. Right, if you remember yesterday we had the pasuk, right, isha zonava challah lo yikachu. That's not the pasuk. What was the pasuk? Amano gushava challah zona es elo lo yikach. Right, I think that's a different pasuk that I just quoted. But either way, right, amano gushava challah zona es elo lo yikach. That's. Right, tells me that Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a halal, so that's going to create a halala. So Gemara says, "Misavar l'kavasei." Gemara says, "One second, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't hold like Rabbi Elazar." Right? Again, you could tell me the other way we phrased it. Meaning, the first way we phrased it is that the halach is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Then we're saying that no, the reason Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says it's a halal, he's holding like Rabbi Elazar, who says that this woman who was raped or seduced is going to be. Is going to be technically a zona, and then any Kohen Gadol, any children from the Kohen Gadol with that woman is going to be a chala. The problem is, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't hold like Rabbi Elazar. V'akayim la mishnas Rabbi Elazar kavanaki. Avilu b'ha amram amarav. Right, ain alach Rabbi Elazar. Right, the problem is, we have machlokas. We say that we don't pass like Rabbi Elazar. Right, in this case, right when you have a woman who had turned into a zona, that we don't say. That their child is a chalal. So how can you say that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is holding like Rabbi Elazar if the halacha is not like him? So Gemara says kasha and echanami. Right? Usually we pasken like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. How can you tell me that he's holding like Rabbi Elazar over here? We don't pasken like Rabbi Elazar. So echanami kasha. Right? That is a problem. Okay. Rav Ashi says no. We're not holding like Rabbi Elazar at all. Right? And therefore Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov can still be kavanaki. Right? He can still have the halacha. Paskin like him, because he's not actually based on Rabbi Elazar, who we don't hold like. So Rav Ashi Amar be yish chalal bechavi asik emefuki. The machlokas is whether a halal is going to result from a chayve ase, right? Again, there's an isra ase. Right? Again, the different types of isurim, right? An isra lav and an isra ase, and a mitzvah ase. So the question is, right? From if there's a mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol to right marry a besula, right? Vehu yishav besula yikach, right? That's this week's parsha. Right? He has to marry a besula. That's a mitzvah ase. So if he violates that, does that create a halal? Or a halal. I keep on saying halal. I'm not sure why, but anyway. Abelez ben Yaakov Savar Yesh Halal Mechavi Yase. Ravanan Savar Yin Halal Mechavi Yase. Right? So Machlokes between Abelez ben Yaakov. Rabbi Abelez ben Yaakov says yes, that if he violates this mitzvah sasei to marry a besula, so then that will create a halal. And the Rabbanan say no. My time Rabbi Abelez ben Yaakov. What's his logic? He has a pasuk. The pasuk says Almana Ugrushav Chalalaz Ona Es Eilu Lo Yikach. And it says right after that, it says don't marry, the Kohen Gadol can't marry these women, and he should not be mechalel his children. So apparently, akulhu, right? That's referring to all the cases referenced in the pasuk, right? That's going to create a chalal. The Rabbanan, that seems pretty good, right? That pasuk seems pretty straightforward. The psukim are pretty much back to back. Are they literally back to back? Yeah, they're literally back to back. Okay, so what do they do with that? So the Rabban say ele hifzika inyan. The word ele stops right in between. Okay, again, what are the things we mentioned? We mentioned almana, grusha, chalala, zona. If Kohen Gadol marries them, it's ele lo yikach. Right, you should not marry them. Ki im besula me'amav yikach isha. He has to marry besula, and then it says v'lo yichalal zaro be'amav. Don't be mechalal. So apparently, the ele stops between the mitzvah say to marry a besula and all of the Isurim. So apparently you see that there are different halachos, right, for the Isurim, the Lav, right, the Almana, Grusha, Chal, Ozona, that's different than Kiyim Bula Me'ama V'Yikach Isha. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So, okay, so what does he do with Eila? So Amar, he says, Eila Lemut Anida. That excludes Anida. That Anida, if Rachman Al-Tzlan, Kohen Gadol sleeps with his wife, is Anida, so that's not going to create a Chalal. Kama says, Kama Azla Haditanya, and therefore, who's this following Bryce alike? Me'ila ata osa chalal, vi'ata osa chalal minida, kemanker Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Okay, so that's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Shita. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, nichtive le'ila basof. Okay, Seder. So if you're telling me that Eila excludes Anida, so you don't need it in the middle, right? So it seems a little bit strange. The order the pasuk says, right? Almana Gusha Chalal Zona, can't marry those four. At Eila Lo Yikach, he shouldn't marry these four women. Rather, he should marry a basula. If you're telling me that Eila doesn't split the mitzvah to marry a basula and the Isurim at the beginning of the pasuk, why doesn't it just say, right, don't marry these four women, do marry this type of women, right, and put the Eila in the mat at the end? So the question is, Kashi Nechanami, that's a linguistic problem, but it's not necessarily, right, a stira, and then not necessarily, right, as Kashi is different than Tiyufta, right, so that's we're going to keep that, even though we have a question against it. Okay, turn around button. Achoso Arusa. Now, we are again switching gears over here. The mitzvah for the Kohen not to become tamei. Now, he's the only people a Kohen is allowed to become tamei to is seven relatives, the one important one that we're going to talk about is his sister. The pasuk says Lachoso Habesula Hakrova Ilav Asher Lo Haisala Ish. La yitama. For her, she can be become tamei if she, Rachman al-Islam, passes away. There are a couple requirements in the pasuk. It's not exactly clear. I mean, it is clear, just it seems extra. If you look, notice, lachoso ha-besula, she has to be a besula, ha-krovaylov, who's close to him, related to him. Okay, obviously, right? So, I mean, we'll see what we do with that. But asher lo ha-saw the ish, she was never with a man. La yitama. That's a person that the Kohen can be mitamei to. So the question is, what's going on in that pasuk? So, Tanur Rabbi will under the bais. Acho so arusa. Again, clearly the pasuk seems to be saying that if his sister is still a virgin, so he could be metamir. The question is, what about an arusa? Right, she got engaged. Right, she had the first step of marriage, but not the second. Right, we only have bia after the nisuin. So, acho so arusa. What's the deal with that? So, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Omrim metamila. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim a metamila. Right, 2 versus 2. I'm pointing that out because we're going to see a split between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon in a little bit. But again, 2 versus 2, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda say that he can be metame. Right, that still counts as a basula. And Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon says she does not. He cannot become metame. Anusa mafuta. Right, did I call a metamila? Right, everybody agrees if she had been raped or seduced, so obviously that he cannot because she's no longer a basula. Mukas 8. Ein metamila, the Rabbi Shimon, Shai Rabbi Shimon Omer, really the Kohen Gadol metamila, Shein really the Kohen Gadol ein metamila. Let's say she was a mukas eitz. Let's say she has some sort of injury. She lost her besulim, horseback riding, whatever. So Rabbi Shimon says that no, she cannot marry. He cannot become tamei because since she's not allowed to marry the Kohen Gadol, that's the hagdara. That's the rule. So since she can't marry Kohen Gadol, he is not allowed to become tamei for her. And finally, the last halacha, right? Four halachas. The last halacha, who bogeres metamila de recall. Divrei kol adam, meaning that everyone, it's funny, it's a divrei kol adam, right? Everybody agrees that a bogeres, If she was not married, right, a Bulgaris, even though I said before, if you remember that the Bulgaris, right, her Basulim kind of diminished somewhat, but he is still allowed to be Metame if she Rachmanis Lam passed away. So, like, okay, so let's go back to the beginning, right? My time, Rabbi Yehuda says that he can become Tame to a woman, to a sister who just was in Arusa and Rachmanis Lam passed away. So the Gemara says, the Darshi Hachi, David Drasha, right? The Pasuk says, as I mentioned before, it's a long Pasuk. Velachosoha Basula, what does that exclude? Prat lanusa mufuta, right? That tells me that if she was raped or seduced, Rachman al Tzlan, right, he does not become tame for her. Yochol shani moti ma'af mugazetz. You might have thought that should also include where her basulim were damaged through some sort of other act. Tamalom, therefore, the pasuk says, Hashem lo asa la ish, right? That she wasn't with a man. Misha havyaso be'ayde ish, yatzadu she'en havyaso ayde ish, meaning the pasuk clearly says that it has to be through a man and not through, let's say, horseback riding or some injury with a wood or whatever. Krova, what does it mean to tell me that they were related, they were close to each other? So, L'rabos ha'arusa, right, to includes an arusa, meaning that he may become tummy for an arusa, and that's the kicker, that's what we're looking for. That's what would be Mary Rebbe the Shita, that he can become tummy for her. And they love L'rabos ha'bogeres. The word they love, but right, includes a bogeres, right, who was not married, right, then he can become tummy for her. So the Gemara says, Halam elikra. Oh, well, you don't need, well, it should be pretty obvious. What do you need a pasuk for that? Rabbi Meir, Basula, Afila Mixas, Basula Mashma, Rabbi Meir, right? He was the one who darshaned, right? The Basula implies any type of Basula, right? Even if for Basula or a little bit less, right? Any type of Basula, he can become Tommy for her. So Israel, so you would need that pasuk to tell me, because Sakutai de Chamina, you might have thought to say, may the Basula, Basula, may Hasan. You should learn Basula, Basula from over there. Now the question is, right? Rashi and Tosfos argue in terms of what over there is, right? Let's just say Rashi, right? Again, by the case of Nara Murasa, and Malahala Nara, Afkan Nara, Afkan Nami Nara, you might have thought that since the word Basula over there talks about a Nara Murasa, a woman who was engaged, she got raped, etc. So that's just a Nara, maybe not a Bogeres. So Kamash Malan, you might have thought over here also that it's not a Bogeres, and therefore the Pasuk had to teach me that he can become Tamei he is allowed to become Tamei for his sister who is Bogeres. Okay, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, my Tamayu. So again, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon said that he's not allowed to become Tamei for Narusa. So what's that logic? So as you might expect, they darshan out the pasuk differently. Right, darshi hachini, they're like this. V'lachosoha, msula, prat lanusa mufuta mukazetz. Right, they include mukazetz in all of these that were going to exclude an anusa and a mufuta, a woman who was raped or seduced, or she was damaged. Right, she doesn't have her besulim. He's not allowed to become Tamei for them. Asher lo haisa, she was not married, or she did not belong to a man. Prat la'anusa, that's the key line we're looking for, excludes a woman who was an arusa. So you're not going to become tami for her. Hakrova, what does it mean they were related? So the rabos anusa she is garsha, to include a woman who was an arusa, but then she got divorced, so that woman, he is allowed to become tami. A love, that the rabos is a bogeres, and the last word, a love, it teaches me that even a bogeres, right, he is allowed, right, that they agree, right, that the coin is allowed to become tame for her. So the Gemara says, Hakrova l'rabba sanusa shenes garsha, right, we said the word hakrova, the related, includes a woman who was engaged, but then got divorced from her erusin, and then passed away, rachman l'san, so he can become tame for her. V'harabbi Shimon, ru'i l'koin gadol metamila, she'in ru'i l'koin gadol imetamila. But didn't we just say the whole reason that the whole Hagdara, the whole rule, is whether this woman can marry a Kohen Gadol, and that type of woman is not allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol. So, it's a Shani Hossam, so the Gemara says, yeah, it's different over there, because the Rabbi Rachmana Krova, because the word Krova, yeah, that's Dafka, why we need the Pasuk. The word Krova teaches me over here, it's a special limud. Otherwise, you wouldn't have thought that, but a special limud teaches me that he is allowed to become Tamei for that sister. So the Gemara says, okay, Yachim Mukaseis Nami, Rabbi. Now, you should also include Mukaseis. So the Gemara says, okay, Krova Achaz Wollerstein. Fine, we're only including one. We're not including two. Right? Only one type of woman, one type of sister we're including, and not both of them. So the Gemara says, okay, Mara Isa. So why are you including a woman who was engaged and then got divorced and then passed away? Right? You should include the Mukaseis. So the Gemara says, Ha is Abed Baimaisa. Ha lo is Abed Baimaisa. Well, the woman, right, who got injured, right, there was a maisa there, right, there was a clear maisa, right, to change her status, right, she lost her basulim, but a woman who was in arusa and then had gerushin, right, so that there was nothing there actually happened there physically, so again, so it makes more sense so that she should still be allowed, or he should still be allowed to become tamei for her if she passed away. Okay, for Rabbi Yossi, Mishavki LeBarzuge, right? Mechad Demukas Eitzka Rabbi Meir Sfirle. So just again, as we pointed out before, right? Rabbi Yossi initially, if you flip back, right, to this whole machlokas, right? So Rabbi Yossi originally was together with Rabbi Meir, together with Rabbi Shimon, and said that an arusa, right, the kohen is not allowed to marry, and then he said, right, in the that was Rabbi Shimon, and then in the third case, right, Rabbi Shimon said in Mukas Eitz, he is not allowed to become tamei, but then Rabbi Yossi is not there. Right, so Rabbi Yossi, right, that's what the Gemara says now, right? Midashavki the Barzuge, he got rid of his teammate, right? Rabbi Shimon, who said originally that he cannot become married to an Arusa, but then it was only Rabbi Shimon who said that a Mukas Eitz is not allowed to become Tameh. So Pashtus is that Rabbi Yossi holds like a Rabbi Meir, who said that a Mukas Eitz is allowed to become Tameh. That's what the Gemara says, right? Midashavki the Barzuge, Michal the Mukas Eitz, Rabbi Meir Sfirle. Apparently he holds that a Mukas Eitz, is allowed. The Kohen is allowed to become Tameh for her. So Minale, so where did he get that from? So me lohi salish. Okay, so the fact that she wasn't married, right? Again, that's what we said before. That was Rabbi Meir's drasha, that it has to be through a bia, through something that happened to a man that will passel her or that make her unable for him to become tummy. So Gemara says, okay, but how fikte? Rabbi Yossi used that already. What do you mean? Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon together, right? If you remember that drasha, right, they used that. If you remember the drashos, they used that to teach me that a kohen is not allowed to become a tummy to an arusa, right? That's what he used to teach us his shita that he paired together with Rabbi Yossi. So Kumar says, yeah, okay, but there are a bunch of words here. Right? Chad mi lo ha'isa, v'chad mi le'ish. Right? There's one, right? It said, asher lo ha'isa le'ish. So okay, so he learns two halachos. One, to exclude an arusa, and two, right, to include a woman who was a mukazetz, who was damaged by something that was not bia through a man. Okay, ilov. Again, the last word said, l'rabos ha'bogeres, to include a bogeres for a coin to become tame. I've hammer Rabbi Shimon basula basula shleima mashma. But didn't Rabbi Shimon say that a basula implies a complete basula, implying that if she's a bogeres, she's already lost some of her basulim and he's no longer allowed to become tame for her? Sigma says tame today nami hasa mehalcha. Right, the Darshachi, midei ilav, the Rabbis Bogeres, Michal de Basula Psula Shema Mashma. The Gemara says, yeah, that's exactly the point. Right, the fact that you need a pasuk to teach me that he's allowed to become tame to her, for her, implies that a basula means that a full basula. And the only reason he's allowed to become tamei to a bogeres who's not a full basula is because the pasuk includes it, right, and has this extra drasha of elav. Okay, Tanya will under Baisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, right, Bar Yochai, coming up on Lag Ba'Omer. The Gioras Bechusim Yibas Shalosh Sham Yom Echad, Ksheir Lekahuna, right, Ksheir Lekahuna. A Kohen is allowed to marry, is allowed to marry a woman who is converted less than 3 years old in one day. Again, we referenced this before that Pashas is that her Basulim grow back. Right, so if for whatever reason she was violated, but again, if she converted right before she was three, so we assume that right that's before she was halachically roy the bia. Right, so we assume that she's been good since then, and there's no. We assume that goyim are promiscuous, but we assume that Jews are not. So therefore, if she's going to be fine, we're not going to make her status of a zona or whatever. So she's allowed to marry a kohen. So that's the pasuk says of Chalatav Panashim Asher Lo Yadu Mishkav Zachar Hachiyu Lachem. Right, this is a pasuk, right, not necessarily by Kahuna. It's a pasuk at the end of Sefer Bamidbar. Basically, at the end of Parshas Balak, right, Bilam brings the Midianite women to make the Jews, right, to seduce them and make them do Avodah Zarah, etc. A couple parshas later, Parshas Matos, they go out to war to fight them and get revenge, and they take all these women captive. The pasuk says that any women that did not know any man, so you're allowed to keep alive for yourself, right? Implying that keep alive for yourself for what? Right, to marry. And the pasuk just proves it. Hari Pinchas Imayim, and Pinchas, right? Pinchas was the one who led the war. Kasha, I think, by the... Who did I hear that's a Kasha from? I think the Magid Mishnah, I want to say, but I don't remember. It's actually a Kasha on this, but Pinchas was the general. Pasha says he was Meshuch Mechama. He was in charge. Right? He's talking about not allowed to marry any of those people, but okay, either way, the Gemara assumes, right, that since Pinchas was one of the people who were fighting the war, so he was obviously a Kohen at that point, right? He was granted Kahuna after the actions of Zimri and that whole thing over there. So apparently we see that any women that did not get married, right, that were allowed to be taken for yourself, and Pinchas was with them, So it must be that a kohen is allowed to marry these types of women. So it must be under 3 years old. That's the only way that they could have been able to marry Pinchas, right? Because they were younger than the eligible age to have halachic bias. Gemara says Rabbanan, okay, but the Rabbanan who disagree with that, right? So meaning that clearly they seem to disagree. We don't have it over here, right? Again, but the Pasha says the Rabbanan disagree with that drasha. So. What's it called? Sorry, just, okay, fine, Viter. This is what I said, Lavanim L'Shvachos, meaning that's referring to, right, servants, meaning that doesn't mention anything in that passage about marriage, right? We assumed when it says you can keep all the women you want, that's Hachil Lachem for you, that seems to imply marriage. So the Gemara says, so the Chacham simply say, no, that's not for marriage, that's for servants, right? It's something called the Shivka Kananis. You can keep her as a servant, so that's fine. So Gemara says, okay, but if you're telling me, meaning Rabbi Shimon bases halacha right on this pasuk, right? If that pasuk is talking about, sorry, one second. Meaning, right, as Rashi says, meaning where did he get the age from? The pasuk doesn't say anything about the age. The pasuk only says, maybe you were wondering as I was explaining it, the pasuk just says any women that didn't marry, that didn't have bio with any men. Where did he get the 3 years and one day? So the Gemara says, Ravuna Rabbi. It must be, as Ravuna explained, that the pasuk is not talking about women who actually had bio with a man, but it means women who were relevant, who are able to have bia with a man, as we'll see in a second. Because the pasuk says, right, two stira, there's two different psukim that have a stira. Ksiv, the pasuk says, on the one hand, v'chol isha yodas ish l'mishkav zocha harogu, right, kill anybody, right, who slept with a man. And then it says, ha'inu yodas kaimu. But if she hadn't, right, been with a man, so then you can keep her. So michal da'ataf bein yadu bein shelo yadu. Right, again, but by, if that's talking about women, right, apparently the children, doesn't matter. That's only about women. Women, you're allowed to keep them if they didn't sleep with a man, so apparently the children you can keep regardless. Then it says, all the children also depends on whether they were with a man or not. So what do you mean? If they were with someone, you should kill them, right? The last pasuk seems to imply that regardless of whether they slept with anybody, You're allowed to keep them. Why now does it depend based on this pasuk? It depends on whether they were with a man or not. So if you over really liba lakasim adaber, right? It must be that it was only talking about age, right? Whether they're able to have bia with a man. So the Gemara says tani namihachi. Therefore, that, I mean, and that's how we know that pasuk is telling me from 3 years old and up. Tani namihachi. We also learn the brayso v'chol isha yudas ish beruli liba lakasim adaber. Right? The brayso says it straight up. Ata omer beruli liba del o eno. Liboil el inu ela nivela mamish. How do you know? Where'd you get that from? So because you omer, because when the pasuk says v'chal taf min hashemesh alo yudim mishkav zachar, when the pasuk says right, all the children who did not sleep with the guy, so havi omer beruli liboil akosim medaver. That's talking about when whether they're able to sleep with a man or not. So the Gemara says minayu. How do you know? So amar of chana bar bizna amar of shem bechasida hevirim lefnatzitz. Sorry, now this question is not how do you know that pasuk is talking about that, because again, we implied that there's a steer in psukim, but how did they know who was what? Right, again, if a kid is 3 years old, or 2.5, right, they don't all necessarily look alike, you can't necessarily tell. So they said, Rashi quotes this Gemara on that pasuk, Havirum lefnei atzitz, they brought the tzitz in front of all the girls, kol shepenei morikos, right, any woman who had a sort of green type of complexion, so then biyadu she really boiled, you could have figured out that she was old enough. If she didn't turn green, so then she must not have been old enough to have bia. So I'm Rav Nachman, and Nachman says simon lavera hadrikon, this is what you see, that this type of illness proves that there is some sort of a vera going on. Okay, right, that's already where they talk about stories by Rav Chaim, right? They were able to, there's a story about a bunch of yeshiva guys who went to visit Rav Chaim, and Rav Chaim gave everyone a bracha except one of them. And, the guy said, I didn't get a bracha. And so they asked the Rav, and the Rav of the class said to Rav Chaim, you missed this kid. And Rav Chaim's like, I didn't miss him. How can I give a bracha to someone who struggles, who eats bas v'chalav? Everybody turned around, like, can you imagine Rav Chaim saying that? Like, turn around to him. And the kid broke down crying that he wasn't careful in waiting the 6 hours or however many hours he waits, like between meat and milk. How did Rav Chaim know? He looked at him and he saw. So okay, so Nachman also says that, you know, if a person has a chait, so sometimes, very often, the people on that level can tell by just the complexion of a person. Kiyotzi b'davar, similarly, Ata Omer, the Pasuk says, V'yantzu b'yoshvei yavesh, Yavesh Gilad, Arbame Osnara, Besula, Sheli Oda, Ish Lemishkav, right? They found in Yavesh Gilad 400 women, girls who had not slept with a man. Again, this is right after the Pelegish Begiva, where they basically, the women who had not slept with anybody, right? That was for Binyamin. Right? Binyamin had been basically wiped out, and they wanted Binyamin to marry these women from Yavesh Gilad, right? So only women who had not slept with anybody who were pure were they allowed to marry. So Minaya, how do you know? How did they know who was who, right? Who had committed or who hadn't? Rav Kana, Heshivim al pi chavis shal yayin. Fascinating test, right? It brought a couple places in the Gemara, if I'm not mistaken. Where is that? Just to check. Yeah, the Gemara Ksuvas. Oh, okay. Just the Gemara Ksuvas. Fine. Never mind. Just one other place. Right, we'll do it in a couple of months from now. Yeah? Ksuvas is next? I think so. Okay. Anyway, so Amar Rav Kana, Heshivim al pi chavis shal yayin. They put all the women on top of a barrel of wine, and bula recha nodef, basula ain recha nodef. And well, if a woman was a basula, so you would not smell the wine through her mouth. But if she was a baula, then you would. Okay, does that actually work? I don't know. But again, the assumption is that a basula, right, will have some sort of blockage between the bottom of her body and the top, and a baula will not. Okay, does that technically work? That's a kasha. I'm definitely not going to try it anytime soon. Vini avrinu lefneatzitz. The Gemara says, well, okay, well, I don't understand. Times pelegish v'giva, why didn't you bring the tzitz? They still had the tzitz at that time. Tamar Avkana, Breder of Nasan, L'Ratzon Lehem Ksiv, L'Ratzon Lola Peronos. Because the tzitz is for, L'Ratzon is for good things, right? To find Ritzui, right? And Nirtza, right? With the last thing in the Seder night, is Nirtza. That means Ratzui, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept and want us. So the tzitz also was for good things, not for bad things. So Gemara says, okay, Ihachi Midyan Ami. Well, so too by Midyan. Right? Why should the tzitz have, you know, told us what's the deal with these women? Right? If they were old enough, they had to kill them. So Gemara says, "I'm Rav Ashi, lahem ksev, lahem l'ratzon l'peronos, lo t'kechovim afil l'peronos." Yeah, because the pasuk says lahem, or the ratzon lahem, right? For us, for Am Yisrael, right? That's a pasuk of the tzitz, right? The ratzon lahem l'fnei Hashem, but the tzitz is for favor for us, for Am Yisrael, but not for the goyim. The goyim, what does the tzitz have to do with the goyim? Right? That could even cause bad things for the goyim. Okay, we're going to stop by Rabbi Yaakov Paridi, just as Erev Shabbos. Have a great day or night, depending on when you are listening to this.